Hello and welcome back to A Reason for Hope. I'm Mario Costabile, and I have a wonderful guest with us today, Lisa Fulgenzi. Did I say that right, Lisa?
Absolutely.
Italiano Fulgenzi. I love the way that rolls off my tongue. She is a creator of Lisa Fulgenzi Designs, which is really a pretty amazing product. She's going to talk about it. She's going to share about her inspiration today. And also, Lisa saddles both worlds. She's an MD. She's a doctor. You're a pediatrician doctor, right? Is that right?
Yeah, internal medicine and pediatrics. Yes.
Crazy.
So I see all ages.
Usually doctors are kind of boring and really don't have any kind of artistic talent. You are an anomaly. You're different. You have that ability to do both, which is amazing.
Thank you.
I want to share with the audience that we met a short time ago at the National Eucharistic Congress, which was an amazing event. I mean, it really, the church came together in a powerful way, and Lisa and I got to speak, and I got to see some of her work, which I'm going to share with the audience as well. But let's start, Lisa. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what you do. What is it that you design? You use palmer clay, right? Art. That's essentially how you put it together. The short time that we spoke, I was astounded that, first of all, this kind of product or the way to make roses, rosaries exists in this way. So maybe you could share a little bit about what you do and the items that you share with the culture and with our church.
Yes. Well, what's interesting is my oldest was in a youth group, and this was in 2007, and the priest wanted us to make rosaries to sell at different Catholic conferences for fundraising for their trip to, it was a pilgrimage to Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City, planned for July of 2007. And we'd been given a box of polymer clay, which was made by Sculpey. It was just an assorted different colors. And she told me you can make beads with the clay. And so I got a book on how to make polymer clay beads, and that just got me started. And I've always done crafts, mainly needlepoint. But once I started making these beads, I just couldn't stop. So we made a lot of rosaries. I had the kids making them at my house. I had my kids designing the colors. And yeah, we went to Mexico City. Then we made more rosaries for when they went to Australia for World Youth Day, which was in 2008. And then I just kept making them for the fundraisers for the kids' activities at school, the church fundraisers. And it wasn't until my mom wanted me to make her a heart brooch that I started making the jewelry. And so it's just an interesting story, and I really wanted to share it. And I'm so happy that you had me on your podcast.
Yeah, I got to say, so those of you that are listening on a podcast, you've got to go to our YouTube page because I'm going to show you some of these items. They are absolutely extraordinarily, they're beautiful. Forget about the rosary themselves. Even the boxes that you put them in are just so beautifully appealing, and they make great gift items. So I'm going to take one of these rosaries out. Tell us a little bit about the construction and how you put these together. So you've got the beads, but then the wiring seems like it's invincible. I mean, it seems like we can hang. I mean, it's so strong.
The polymer clay is it's a vinyl, but you can bake it in your oven at 275 degrees. And so it's something you can do right at home. You don't need a kiln or any special, craft place to do it. And then I just use the jewelry wire and the jewelry crimp beads that I get at a craft place here in Berkeley, Michigan. And then that's my mom loved quilting. And so those quilt designs are inspired by my mom. Like behind me, I have some quilt designs that I made for my kitchen. So I use the same colors to make the beads so they match the boxes. And everyone is different. So even if I try to make them the same colors or the same designs, you take the colors and you make a blend, and then you make the petals, and then you make the center, and then you make them smaller and smaller, and then you end up putting them together, and I just can't stop doing it. It's a passion of mine.
Even the cross is really beautiful, and the Our Lady in the middle, even the metals are just Very, very durable. They look very high quality. Where do you get the metals?
So all the metals are made in Italy. And I purposely make the rosaries so that they're affordable, so people can buy them. And they're also very light, and they're mm-hmm. very strong. So, mm-hmm. And then they curl up so you can, like, put them in your pocket. You can sleep with them. They're not going to break. I mean, if you're twirling them around and, you know, by the cross, the wire might shear, but with normal use, they're not supposed to break.
So if my grandkids get a hold of them when they start flipping their rosaries, then there might be a question. But
my
outside
son
of that,
did that when he was little. He was holding it by the cross and spinning it around. And after quite a while, they went flying. But that's not like normal wear and tear on a rosary.
No. I mean, they're not cheap looking at all.
Oh, and they feel, it almost feels like wood. It's like a room temperature feeling on your hand. And they're smooth, and then the oils of your skin gradually will make the beads more and more shiny with use over time. So I don't usually varnish the beads of the rosary. I'll leave those unvarnished so that it has a natural feel in your hand. So it doesn't feel like glass or crystal or plastic.
These would make amazing gifts. And you talked about the price. Is it okay if you share the price with our audience? I mean, they're really affordable.
Yes. So currently, at the time of this video, they're $75 for the largest box and rosary that matches. But if you're just buying the rosary by itself, they're $40. There's also an option, if you order them from my store, of picking two colors for the rosary. And I'll add like a third color just as an accent. And I'll make the design either spiral or striped. And there's also this glow-in-the-dark Sculpey clay. So I don't have that as an option yet on my website, but I am going to add it. But I do have them made for my art fairs. So there's three art fairs I've done this summer, and I'm sure I'm going to do more. So I've got these glow-in-the-dark design inside the colors. And so some of the parents are like, they remember the glow-in-the-dark rosaries from when we were little, and they've gotten some for their kids. But so that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's really, they are really beautiful. And I'm just going to share something personal with our audience is that, you know, Our Lady has asked us to do a rosary daily, right? Especially with the Fatima messages and whatnot. So she said it actually in many, many different apparitions. And when I do the rosary daily, I always feel better when I'm using a really nice quality rosary. We have a couple of cheap ones in the office, and sometimes when we're doing the chaplet, I have the cheap one, and I feel like I'm not doing it right, which totally doesn't make sense. But it feels good to have something of quality in your hands when we're praying, when we're having a devotion to Our Lady, whether it be the chaplet that you could use the rosary beads with or saying the rosary. It really... the idea is to be able to express our prayer life, really, right? I mean, that's what these are for, rosaries, right? Maybe you could share a little bit your inspiration. I know that you said your mom was in part of the inspiration in doing this. Maybe you could share that story a little bit.
Yes. So in March of 2019, her breast cancer came back. And it was the Feast of St. Joseph. She just couldn't walk. She had so much pain in her pelvis, and she was diagnosed with a pathologic fracture, and it turned out to be her breast cancer, and she had been cancer-free for many years. And so she needed radiation, and then she was on this four-year journey that ended. She passed away January 21st, 2023. But in October of 2022, when she found out that there were other things you could make with the polymer clay, because she had done crafts like forever, like her brother, my uncle David Ribello's an artist, and she had wanted to be an art teacher, but she just always did crafts. You know, we did crafts growing up, and I did crafts with my kids too when they were growing up. So I said, Mom, you've got to do something with your hands. You've been so sick. You haven't done anything for months. At least do some polymer clay with me. So I was on YouTube looking up videos on what else you could do with polymer clay. And I'd already started making the boxes. And so I had her make like a pen and a notebook cover just to do something. And I had her use my cane slices and I made backgrounds. I had her pick out the colors. And she said, I want you to make me a heart brooch. And so I made this heart brooch for her. I'll get up a little bit closer to the camera so you can see it. I did like a rose cane and I did some gold leaves and some different backgrounds and textures. And she just loved it. And she wore it for Thanksgiving. And I made little heart earrings to match it. And she wore it Thanksgiving Day in 2022. And I have on my about page on my website, I have a picture of her with that on. But anyways, she was just kind of like, you got to make me some jewelry. And just making someone feel pretty who's been affected by cancer, had surgeries, she had a mastectomy before, she's getting radiation, feeling sick, just putting on something pretty. You know, I had this in my heart to make it pretty. I just had this explosion of earrings and bracelets coming out of my hands.
I want to show the audience, like, these are earrings with a necklace, right? I
mean, yes.
this is beautiful.
A pendant, right.
I mean, I can't even imagine how you make this out of clay. It's just crazy. I mean, the guys in the studio here are just like wondering, that's like, it's just spectacular. You know, there's another set here. And this is also earrings, right?
Yes, and that's earrings and another pendant. And that's a totally different technique of trying to make it look like marble. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
With the hearts. Yeah, I really like hearts.
Yeah. Share with the audience, like, I mean, it must take hours to make stuff like this. I mean, they're all individually made by you, right?
Yes.
What is something like that? Plus the boxes, right?
Yes. Yes. So I make the veneer. It's called a veneer. And so you make the pattern and then I cover the box with the there's a way of adhering it to the cardboard box, the jewelry box, and then bake it on the box because you're only baking it at 275. You can bake the paper in the oven. And then some of them I finish with polyurethane, some of them I don't. So the ones that I want it to look like fabric, or the ones that I've textured, I don't always cover them with the polymer clay. I think I've got the earrings. I've got different earrings in that match.
Yeah, you sent us a bunch of earrings, and these are...
Right, some of them match the boxes.
Yeah.
So then I'll use some of the extra veneer for the earrings, so there's jewelry that matches boxes.
this is amazing.
There's a bunch of neutral ones, and there's some with glitter on them. Like one time I went nuts with the glitter and then the marble ones, I made marble where there was more black paint and because you can mix acrylic paint in there.
I'm blown away that this stuff was once clay. Isn't this crazy? To me, these look very contemporary. Like I could see young women wearing these things. It doesn't look like, you know, something that, for lack of a better term, dated or someone old would wear them. Like they look pretty hip to me.
Uh-huh.
You know, especially that the colors are so vibrant. I mean, this is beautiful. Look at that. You know?
Incredible. Thank you so much.
I love these, Lisa.
I really enjoy it. And I'll get a design, like I'll wake up in the morning with a design in my mind and then I can't stop till it's done. But I have to take care of my patients and do my work before.
That's right. You do have a full-time job, right? You know, and maybe you could incorporate it in one motion, like after your patient, you see your patient, you know, have your secretary say, hey, you know, would you like some of these roses, rosaries or earrings?
Well,
you know,
what I did is I put my business cards at the front counter for my jewelry business. And one of my patients said I should just make little post earrings and stick them in there just to give them away as freebies, just to give to the patients just for fun. So I was thinking of making little glitter heart earrings. So I may, by the time this airs, they may be on my at my front desk.
Yeah. And these little bracelets, right?
Yes. I had someone buy all my bracelets that had colorful designs on them at one of the art fairs. So those are, I think, more of the neutral colors. That one's got some bright colors on it.
My daughters would definitely wear these things. Now I'm going to have to buy all these samples. Oh,
great.
So, Lisa, this is really great. And the thing is, you know, as Catholics, it's always good to have items around, you know, just like religious images in our home, right? When we look at the images, it reminds us of who we are as Catholics, and it reinforces our faith in a way, right? So indirectly, that's what these rosary beads and all these items that you have is a reminder that points us back to our Catholicism. It points us back to our, really to our belief in God and whatnot. Maybe you could share how you're really impacting people when they buy the jewelry.
Yes. Well, it's interesting. I've had a long relationship with Our Lady since I was a young child, and I learned how to say the rosary. And didn't really get close to our Lord until I was older, and I had like a conversion experience. I was actually a big Trekkie, and Star Trek was like my big thing. I was really in love with Mr. Spock. And 20 years ago, it'll just be like a couple of weeks from now, as we're taping this, it was August of 2004. I was in Hollywood, of all places, to meet up with Our Lady. Looking at a painting, and I had with a science fiction artist. And I've got this story on my YouTube channel if anyone wants to watch it and see the story in more detail. But I felt Our Lady's presence, and she showed me like a pro-life vision overlaying this painting. And it was like I saw a fetus. And I'd always been pro-life. In fact, when I was pre-med, I was the only one in my humanities pre-med class that was pro-life. I couldn't believe it. It was like 30 pre-med students in the class. This was in the 80s. But anyways, I just didn't think anything of prescribing like birth control. And I just didn't think that that was part of the problem with life, you know. But after that, I consecrated myself to Our Lady. Then I had another mystical experience when I consecrated myself to Our Lady, February 2nd, 2005, and Our Lord showed up in my kitchen. And by April 2005, I was all done prescribing birth control. So I was like Catholic at home, Catholic at work. I mean, I'd gone to Catholic school. I'd always gone to church. My kids went to Catholic school. We were practicing Catholics at home. And so our Lord really delivered me from, you know, he delivered me from a lot. And so I consecrated myself to our Lord. I've got my like Jesus ring on, since, June, 2009. And,
I got my Jesus ring on too.
So,
part of my wedding band, but it's a Jesus ring.
Yeah. So it's like, if you're walking with the Lord, no matter what's going on in your life, he walks with you through it. And what the rosary does is Our Lady keeps you close to the Lord. It's also a weapon against evil, right? And so we're taught that you go right to the Queen, she's the Mother of God, and you ask for prayers for our country, prayers for our families, prayers for our children, and that counts, you know. So prayers and fasting, that turns things around. And so as part of like the pro-life movement, you're really praying for one heart at a time. You know, people go from pro-choice to pro-life. It's not the other direction. It's really a conversion of heart. And so it's just our faith is never ending. And then just being part of the Word, reading the Bible. If you're not going to Mass every day, at least reading the readings for the day, you know, going to Mass whenever you can, you know, at least on Sundays, and if you can get there during the week, whatever you can do to stay prayed up, regular confession, all those things help you to keep those graces, to keep practicing your faith. Because things are going to get harder and harder, right, to be Christians here in our culture, and we have to maintain, you know. We have to maintain a standard orbit or keep our orders, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Padre Pio also said, you know, praying the rosary is our greatest weapon, right?
Yes.
Against evil, against the devil, against temptation. And I think You shared with me when we met in Indianapolis that you pray when you're actually putting this stuff together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're putting the rosaries together and you're physically doing it, you're always praying, which is, you know, it's a beautiful sentiment to know that people that might purchase your items, they're really made with the right intentions, with the heart and mind united, and praying, you know.
And praying for the person who's going to buy it. Like I'm making it for a particular person who's going to be praying on it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's pretty beautiful, actually, to think about it. So it's not, you know, manufactured with an assembly line. It's one person that is creating these items, and that is you. So that's beautiful. Is there anything else that you want to share with our viewers and listeners? I want to articulate, again, if you're listening, you know, go to our YouTube page because you'll be able to see these beautiful items. But also, in the information below, we'll have links to your website so people can really click on your website and be able to see the beautiful clay items, the beautiful rosaries, and everything that you create is really beautiful.
LisaFulgenzidesigns.com is the website. Polymer clay art made with healing hands, because I'm a physician. That's my tagline. And
I like that.
But I really do believe that, especially when people are like the one heart that you showed with a little crevice running through it. I took a class that Julie Piccarello had taught, and that was like my take on it. It's like a beautiful broken heart. You know, Jesus can take what's broken and heal it. And my sister saw those pendants and earrings, and they wanted them for themselves. So they both got one. And I'll have those up on my website soon. I'll have those done. Those are my latest ones, and there'll be more coming.
Awesome. Well, you have a big catalog. So I want to share once again with our viewers and listeners that these would make great, great, great gifts. I mean, they're just packaged so well in the boxes. They're just beautifully displayed. They're great. Well, Lisa, you know, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for coming on with me and being part of A Reason for Hope podcast. And God bless you. God bless your work. God bless your journey, you know?
Thank you. I'll also have a coupon code, too, for you that you can put down. I'll make up a coupon code for the website. That won't expire for people that watch this show. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Lisa, God bless you. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. God bless.